He's very understanding. He's so aware of all my situations.
FM. ميكس اف ام.
Sticky hands are they? And what is this empty plane? I could be happily lost, but for your face. Here stands an empty house that used to be full of life. Now it's home for no one. And here's why. It's a hovel land.
They were this week's Soppy Softies at 7. One from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s. All ladies, as it was International Women's Day yesterday. Kicking us off was Kate Bush and the man with the child in his eyes. I mean, Kate Bush is just brilliant, isn't she? This was her second release after the number one smash, Wuthering Heights. It reached number 6 in 1978, and it's from her album The Kick Inside. She won the Ivor Novello Award for Outstanding British Lyric in 1979 with that song. Then we heard Madonna and Live to Tell. Do you know, I actually think of this as an early Madonna single, Live to Tell, but it was actually her 13th single release, and it peaked at number 2 in 1986. It was kept off number 1 by Falco and Rock Me Amadeus. Then finally, we heard Alison Moyet and This House. This one only just crept into the top 40, peaking at number 40 in 1991. Of course, she is a local girl from Billericay. Alison Moyet actually wrote the song herself, and it's taken from her third solo album, Hoodoo. Okay, you know what happens next, don't you?
And now for something completely different.
Cooler Shaker and Hey Dude. That was their third single release and their third hit. It peaked at number two in 1996. It was actually kept off number one by the Spice Girls and Wannabe, which of course was the track that opened the show this evening. The song was written by Cooler Shaker's lead singer Crispian Mills, who is actually the son of actress Hayley Mills and the grandson of actor Sir John Mills. So how about that? I think it's time for the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser, isn't it?
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
Okay, this is where I give you three clues to a mystery pop star. You've just got to work out who it is. The first clue will be for 100 points because I think it's quite difficult. The second for 50 points because it's a little bit easier. And then the third clue I'll give you for 10 points because I pretty much give it away by that point. Anyway, clue number one for this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. Right, clue number one is she had her first hit as part of a duo. I guess you can call it a duo, kind of a duo. She had her first hit as part of a duo. I'm going to call it a duo, just for the purposes of this quiz. Shall I say it again? She had her first hit as part of a duo in 1966. And what a year that was. And we all know why, don't we? So, yeah, she had her first hit as part of a duo in 1966. I want to remind you, of course, that coming up after me this evening is the nicest guy in radio. It's Andy Furneaux, and he's going to be bringing his Boogie Nights. Here's a little flavour for you.
Join me, Andy Furneaux, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Rumors spreading around. United takes his time. Try to shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
This is Phoenix FM.
If you love love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
We just heard that ZZ Top and LaGrange. That wasn't released as a single in the UK, but it did make it to number 15 over in Australia. It's from their 1973 album, Tre Ombre. The album wasn't released in the UK either, but despite that, LaGrange is a certified silver single over here. That is the power of streaming these days, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to give you clue number two.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Right, she had clue number one for 100 points was she had her first hit as part of a duo in 1966. Now here's clue number two for 50 points. She's duetted with Bryan Adams, Eric Clapton and Rod Stewart, had hits with all three of them. Okay, I'll give you the third clue in a short while, but first we're going to do the birthday bonanza and we're going to play three records back to back by our favourite artists who are celebrating their birthdays this weekend.
Hey! FM. FM.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When your world is full.
strange arrangements, and gravity won't pull you through. You know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you. All I'm saying, it takes a lot to love you. All I'm doing, you know it's true. All I mean now, there's one thing, yes, one thing that turns this grey sky to blue. It's the look, it's the look, the look of love. It's the look, it's the look, the look of love. It's the look, it's the look, the look of love. When your girl has left you out on the pavement, when your dreams fall apart at the seams,
this week's birthday bonanza. Three artists all celebrating their birthday this weekend. First of all, we heard Supergrass and Sun Hits the Sky, and we're playing that because singer Gaz Coombs, it was his birthday yesterday. Would you believe that that was their eighth single release and their fifth consecutive top 10 hit? It made number 10 in 1990. It's a good track, isn't it, Sun Hits the Sky? It's taken from their album In It for the Money. Then we heard Gary Numan and We Are Glass, and that was Gary Numan's birthday yesterday. And that was his third single release when he dropped the name, after he dropped the name Tubeway Army. The song peaked at number 5 in 1980, and our birthday boy wrote and produced that single. Then finally, in the birthday bonanza, we heard ABC and Look of Love. And we played that because lead singer Martin Fry, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Martin. And I have to confess, I do love a bit of ABC. That was their third single when they released, and it's produced by the legendary Trevor Horn, and it's taken from their massive album, The Lexicon of Love. And finally, in our birthday bonanza, I'd like to wish my mum a very happy birthday. She will be celebrating on Tuesday. Okay, let's do the final clue then, shall we?
It's the Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, for clue number one, for 100 points, was she had her first hit as part of a duo in 1966. Clue number two, for 50 points, she's duetted with Bryan Adams, Eric Clapton and Rod Stewart and had hits with them all. And the third clue, for 10 points because I think this gives it away a little bit. She's also done some acting, appearing in Tommy in the 1970s and Mad Max 3, which I think was in the 1980s. I will give you the answer after Duran Duran.
We'll be right back.
That's Duran Duran and Electric Barbarella. And would you believe me if I told you that was their 29th single when it came out in 1991? It just missed out on the top 20, actually peaking at number 23. And it was their final single of the 20th century, although by then they did have a slightly different lineup by the time that one was released. They were now only a trio, just keyboardist Nick Rhodes and lead singer Simon Le Bon remained from the original lineup. They were joined on bass by Warren Cucurulu. But it's a good tune, though, isn't it? Okay, let's give you the answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Right, so the clue number one for 100 points was she had her first hit as part of a duo in 1966. Clue number two for 50 points was she's duetted with Bryan Adams, Eric Clapton and Rod Stewart. And clue number three for 10 points was she's also done some acting, appearing in Tommy and Mad Max 3. It was, of course, the legendary Tina Turner.
Baby, I need a hand to hold to. Bright star to remind me how dear is this life, baby. I've never known anyone like you. There's something very special about you. I can't imagine living without you. I'm
The answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser was, of course, Tina Turner. That was a track called Way of the World. It's a number 13 hit from 1991. I do love Tina's voice on that track. To be honest, I love her voice on all of her songs. She's just got such a fab voice, hasn't she? Now, it's almost time for us to say so long with a long song, but I think we can squeeze one more in, can't we? Let's do it. Sometimes Max Q and Sometimes, which was released in Australia, New Zealand and the UK. It just missed out on the top 40 over here, peaking at number 53 in 1990. And I'm surprised it missed out because it's actually a really good record. Max Q are actually Michael Hutchence from INXS and Ollie Olsen. I don't know who Ollie Olsen is, aside from that he features on that record. And that is just about it from me. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in and listening and keeping me company. It is now time for us to say so long with the long song. And this week it is Autobahn by Kraftwerk. And this week's long song comes in at 9 minutes and 21 seconds. It was their debut single in 1975 and it just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11. Don't forget, Andy Furneaux is on the way with his brilliant Boogie Nights, so please do stay tuned for that. And I'd just like to say finally a happy Mother's Day to my mum. Happy Mother's Day for tomorrow, and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers celebrating. And if you're not able to celebrate Mother's Day this weekend, then big love and hugs go out to you from all of us at Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Please enjoy the rest of your weekend and stay safe. Andy is up next.
I'm
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.